WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly school shooting in Austria, city of Graz. 9 people killed, many others injured, and the shooter is also dead, says the city's mayor. Police say they believe the gunman acted alone. President Trump taking credit for sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. He says the situation could have gotten worse had he not. State and local law enforcement were enough to control just a couple of blocks of protests, says L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We didn't need the National Guard members. They are protecting one building. They're not involved in any crowd control. And now we're going to bring in the military for what?
In solidarity with the L.A. protesters, there were demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Police used tear gas and detained some, firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison teacher who was killed in the December school shooting will be honored at a national memorial. 42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She was the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes 3 large stone books. They're all engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is now almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces 3 felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt 6 more, the same gun she used for her own suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove to a judge basically that they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father and that his actions contributed to the shooting. Rupnow is charged with 2 counts of intent to sell a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a child. If Rupnow is eventually convicted, each one of those 3 felonies could carry a sentence of up to 6 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. Of course, we'll continue to follow this case as it moves through the court system. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live. F*** it.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Ready to go.
Are we ready?
I think we're all set and ready to go.
It is 7:06. It's beautiful this morning. Sunshine, a little hazy, a little smoky out there. Mid-50s to start things out, get into the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Later on today, well, here it is, the 7 o'clock hour. You know what happens now, right? Time to reveal the key word in our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest.
Well, that's what it means.
Ready?
What? It's not the big story or anything. It's always, you know.
We'll get to the big story shortly.
We'll get to that.
Yes, just, but, you know, this is the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest time. And your daily chance to win a pair of either Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. And that's what it is this time around. It's for $100 cash. Plus, every entry that you put into the contest gets into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. And this hour, John, the key word is
what?
Because I know you're waiting for this.
I have been waiting for this.
You can't enter. You're not eligible. But the word is...
Give us a clue.
The clue
is copper. Just give us the word.
The word is tan.
Okay.
Tan. You know, like you go out and you get a tan.
Yeah, T-A-N.
In the summertime. T-A-N. Tan. Okay?
Got it.
T-A-N. That's the word.
All right.
For $100 cash. Now, just go to the Apple or Google store if you haven't already. You can download for free the Civic Media app. And you can also use it for free. You go to the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button to send the keyword. Again, tan is the keyword.
All right.
And that's your chance to win in the statewide contest. And good luck to you. And we will notify you if you are the winner in the next couple of days. Okay? And for more information, complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Okay. We're off and running.
All right. Let's take a look at data mining. All the information the government wants to know about us, they have access to it now.
Oh, boy.
You know, the Supreme Court recently decided that DOJ can have access to our Social Security information.
And everything else.
Well.
Right?
That would be the be-all, end-all, is that the SSA.
And your tax information, too. IRS, personal information.
Yeah.
But
so, author and journalist Carol Cadwalader, she talked to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show recently about Palantir and what the tech bros are doing with the data that's been stolen from the government so far. We know that that has happened, and Elon has all this information now.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying to note also that the conservative Supreme Court is, of course, going along with all of this data mining. So we've got a real problem here. Anyway, this is Carol Cadwalader on the end of a privacy rights that we have because of Palantir. Okay, let's listen to this.
What is happening now in America, it is absolutely, they are building a techno-authoritarian surveillance state. We can see that happening in real time. This is huge amounts of data on every single person in America that can and will be used in opaque and unaccountable ways.
Exactly. Like, Palantir is getting all of our data.
Well, it's Doge is the sort of tip of the spear here. This is Elon Musk's unvetted operatives going into every government department, and they're going in to access the data bases of those separate departments. And now what's happening is that this company, Palantir, owned by Peter Thiel, is now amassing these different pots of data. It's putting it into one massive database where it's merging them. It's applying AI now to this database. But this is a system of control. This is what other authoritarian countries do.
I'll go even further. In the big, beautiful bill, there is a segment of that that says for the next 10 years, they are not allowed.
Yes.
To legislate or regulate AI in any way, shape, or form. It is prohibited by an act of Congress.
They want to just build their beautiful AIs and do whatever they want in any way that they want. But then that's always the thing. You just have to, whatever they say, you've just got to realize it's the exact opposite. So the idea that this is libertarian, which is a state-controlled machinery to surveil and control every citizen in America, to deny them access to services, to make inferences about them, about anybody in the country, to label them domestic terrorists based upon, you know, what these different databases throw up. That is, it's authoritarian. It is just, it's based upon totally illegal behavior. It's just theft, which is you break the law first, you see if you can get away with it, and generally you do. And you know the whole thing of like trying to get through to customer services at any of these tech companies. There's no, you can't get through to anybody. Now imagine that is you trying to get hold of your, whatever it is, your benefits or, you know, the services
or
that you're entitled to.
Social Security, the computer, any of those things.
Exactly. The computer has just said no. You don't have got no idea why, what that's based on. And then, like, how do you challenge that? What do you do? Because they're just, like, all of these tech bros, they are selling absolute bullshit, OK? The whole AI... scam is a scam, and they're making out that it's inevitable, that we have to, you know, that they have to, we're having to chuck millions upon millions of dollars at building better AI because the AI is otherwise going to kill us, and it's going to come anyway, and it's inevitable. It is not inevitable. It is based upon illegal behavior. Take it, challenge these companies in the courts. Media organizations, stop doing crappy deals with these people. We don't pre-obey, we don't make deals with OpenAI. We do try and stand up for our, you know, defend our legal rights. This is law, okay? And that's the one thing which the tech companies, these Silicon Valley platforms, you know, just can't tolerate. And that is, and that's always been their strategy, is that they subvert it and they get away with it. And they get away with it because they act fast. We don't realize till too late. And then it seems too late to try and to do anything about it. You know, Instagram is not your friend. You shouldn't, don't post your kids' photos on there. These companies are now allied to your government.
Be sure to check out Carol Substack. It's How to Survive the Broligarchy, and her nonprofit called The Citizens. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The Citizens. Carol Cadwallader.
All right,
wow,
there it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And scary.
You know, we've talked endlessly about AI in this program, especially with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Yeah. In fact, I've got a cut about AI. That
oh, you do?
Fit here. Oh. Dom, if you can find that and get that queued up.
AI is learning to escape human control. That's the very scary headline I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It's an essay written by a very worried AI consultant named Judd Rosenblatt, who cites two recent studies to argue that AI is, in fact, learning to escape human control. First, this is crazy stuff. Researchers gave OpenAI's O3 model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 of 100 trials, the AI model, independently, just on its own, edited the script, shutdown command would not work. Even when ordered, allow yourself to shut down, the AI still disobeyed 7% of the time. Oh, and it gets even more frightening than that. Other researchers, listen to this, using Anthropic's AI model, Claude 4 Opus, told the model it would be replaced by another AI system. It then fed fictitious emails into the system suggesting one of the engineers was having an affair. Got it?
What?
In 84% of the test, the AI model drew on the emails to blackmail the engineer to not shut down the AI
model. What?
Okay, so here, I'm quoting now from Judd. In other cases, the AI model attempted to copy itself onto external servers. Mm-hmm. We're in Mission Impossible land here. Wrote self-replicating malware and left messages for future versions of itself about the need to evade human control.
So that was Tony DeCoppo from CBS News this morning talking about a Wall Street Journal article about, AI now knows how to disobey orders.
Well, that was really frightening.
Yes.
That scared me, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So I guess the genie's out of the bottle. And
they're already rebelling. They're already resisting
human control.
Yes.
Okay.
That is, let's all start over.
Yes. 1984. Here we are. It's frightening.
And we've talked about it. It's kind of a friend of education in a way. It can be a friend.
Of course it can.
But I think also, and it again goes to the rule of blocking any control or regulatory agency from controlling AI and what it can do for 10 years. And when we get to that point, that is the worst moment. We will not be able to recover after 10 years of letting it do whatever it wants, or the developers let them do whatever they want with AI. Now, I've been thinking about it. What could they do? You know, what are some of the alternatives in all of this? I wanted to talk to Tim about this as well. I mean, what if we just said and put these particular parameters around them where AI could only do parody songs? parody pictures. It could only do these things, but cannot be applied to education. Cannot be applied to reports in our government. The Maha report, which was an absolute joke. Why can't we put up barriers like that? Wall off AI to only recreational fun use of some sort.
Right.
But not allow it in business.
Some guardrails.
Or government.
Or military.
I mean, or the
think
military.
About nuclear codes and things like that. It's already
I don't know. Maybe AI would be good at designing some kind of military attack of some sort.
Okay.
Maybe.
As long as you can control it in the end.
As long as the attack isn't against us. Isn't it something?
It's a scary time.
That is an amazing story. And you said that was out of the Wall Street Journal, but that was
That was Tony DeCoppo describing that. He was talking on CBS this morning he was talking to Gayle King and a couple of people there about that story and how scary it is. But it was a Wall Street Journal story about AI being out of control.
Well, wouldn't you know it? You know, the Republicans are in charge at these points. And now, because at this very critical point in AI, if they were in charge and they allowed it to develop for 10 years without any controls whatsoever, we are in really, 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 really deep trouble. Okay. Not good.
So, good morning. Another day in our world. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's getting a little scary.
It is getting scary.
Quite a bit scary.
It is. And it's not something that we should take lightly. On top of all of this, you know, we're watching, you know, L.A. go up in flames. The Trump administration threatening funding that would still, of course, fill in some of the holes after the fires in the coastline. So, you know, they're trying to balance, getting that funding, working with the administration, but then having the administration work against them by putting the military into situations where they really don't need to be. And Newsom has said this, this is just adding gasoline to the fire.
Yeah, they don't need the Marines or the Coast Guard. They could handle this.
They could have handled it at one time.
But Trump keeps upping the ante. Okay, when we come back, we will check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather for today and the rest of the week. It's all right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
That's right.
Yes, we are old.
Really old.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocker, for that. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Sunshine this morning. Highs will get into the 70s.
Well, let's find out officially.
Really?
Yeah.
From a real meteorologist.
Right, exactly.
Our chief meteorologist, yeah. Brittany Merlot.
Not from a retired guy who used to do the weather.
I used to stand in front of weather maps and point out stuff. Yeah, but here's a real meteorologist. Brittany Merlot, good morning.
Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. The good old days, right? When you couldn't wear the green, like I'm wearing right now. You couldn't get on that green screen with the green shirt. You would just disappear. Those are fun.
That is fun stuff. Yes.
So what's the t-shirt say? What do you got on there?
Yeah, what are we
This one says something about wilderness, and it's got a seaplane on there.
I've always wanted
a seaplane. Yeah. I want to be able to land and take off on the water and go to those seaplane bases. That is just freedom, right? At its finest, I feel like.
Well, I wonder if that's from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells, maybe.
Could.
No.
You don't think so? Sure. Okay.
Well, I picked this one up at Oshkosh EAA. Definitely an airplane shirt.
Are you still taking lessons? Flying lessons?
I am. It just takes so long and it's so expensive, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, it's bright and sunny here in Madison this morning. How is it in Wausau?
You know, I wish I had your weather. It is overcast and still kind of crisp and cool and just dreary out here. So
I am
ready for your weather to make its way up north.
I do want to know, you know, driving in, the sun was kind of a hazy orange ball. So I'm thinking some of that smoke from Canada is still moving on down here. Is that true?
It is. It is still sneaking in, and it's because we've got this high pressure, too, which kind of brings a lot of the air calm and down to the ground, so it's pulling that wildfire smoke a little bit back here again. But it shouldn't get too bad today. I say that now, but every time I swear I say that, it just gets thick right in the afternoon. But It's supposed to be mostly sunny. I hope the haze is gone. I hope you see nothing but sunshine today. And it is going to be working its way throughout the entire afternoon, too. So 76 degrees is what we're looking at for highs. Still sunny tomorrow. And you're looking at the mid-80s.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh, yeah. Man.
And then nice what about later in the week? What are we looking at?
Then we go back down to the low 70s. More clouds moving in. We've got showers and storms actually pushing in late tomorrow, pretty much overnight and into early Thursday morning. And this just kind of kicks off the unsettled pattern. We've got a couple low pressure systems, a front kind of hanging out over the state, and we're going to see chances for showers and storms pretty much from tomorrow night all the way through about Saturday morning on and off on occasion here. So a damp and dreary end to the week. But by Sunday, the sun comes back out, and we're right back near 80 degrees.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, Brittany, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We will check in with you again tomorrow morning, and we appreciate your report.
I'm actually going to start looking forward to the weather now.
Yay.
Thank you, Brittany.
Convince me. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right.
That's our WMDX Chief Meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Just want to remind you, our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. We're in a contest hour here for the keyword, which is TAN, T-A-N. Just download the Civic Media app. You know how to do that from your Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button. It's absolutely free to download and free to use always. Text the word TAN for your chance to win $100 cash this time around and be entered in for the grand prizes, that Wisconsin Dells getaway or the Door County getaway.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Bill. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you know,
over to you.
I just want to ask Mark to give us a call back. We apologize for not getting to you soon enough there.
Yes.
I think a half hour wait is long enough. you did that to him. You know, you wanted to make him wait.
No,
remember that?
Make him wait. No. Tried to get to him, but yes. Well, Mark, please call back. We'll get you on the air.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe we should do it. How much time do we have? 3 minutes?
Three minutes.
Okay, why don't we get to a two-minute cut here? This is Kamala Harris warning everybody about what would happen if Trump were reelected, and he is going to come after us, and he's going to get the military out there. Oh, my gosh, is she that correct? Yes, indeed. This is Cut 97. Let's hear it.
Yesterday, we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one, and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. So the bottom line is this.
Yeah.
We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
Well, we know what they want. Yeah. They voted for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't actually vote for this.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 29 minutes past the hour when we return. Much more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
Stay with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You know, some Wisconsin farms are a little concerned about the cool, wet weather we've been experiencing. For other growers, it's ideal. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. If you are a fan of rhubarb, this is your year. That's the word from Ed Burrs, owner of Burrs Berry Patch in Barneveld. He says their rhubarb crop this year is a bumper crop.
You know, pound-wise, we did have a CSA farm that ordered some the other day, a little less than 100 pounds of it. So we're getting about 10 pounds a plant, and you figure we got 200 plants. You know, we probably got 1,000 pounds of rhubarb sitting out there waiting for some fine customers that want to do a little cooking or baking or freezing. I would say yield-wise, this is probably the best-looking rhubarb I've ever had on my farm, and it's been 25 years of growing it.
Ed Burrs from Burrs Berry Patch talking about his rhubarb in Barneveld. He said they get about 10 pounds per plant. They've got about 200 plants. So as he said, about 1,000 pounds of rhubarb currently. He also says because of the cooler spring, he expects the season to be extended.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
It was a different type of a record-breaking experience in Madison yesterday during the Wisconsin FFA's Day of Service. Record-breaking 900 students came together in advance of their state convention for the Day of Service. They helped to package 100,000 meals that will be distributed domestically and internationally. They also built 60 beds to be distributed through the Madison area and helped those that are without beds. They had 9 off-site locations where students did a variety of things like cleaning city parks, removing invasive species, also helping community centers like the Ronald McDonald House and more. Wisconsin State FFA Convention commences today at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Big fan of noses.
Yeah, me too. Like my nose.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Oh, my God.
What a morning. 7:35, sunshine. It's kind of hazy. Temperatures today climbing into the mid-70s. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Jim and Sarah will set you up. Go on their website for an initial hearing test right there on the website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Then you can set up an appointment and get in and get individualized care, not one size fits all. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Want to remind everybody, we're in a keyword hour.
Yes, we are.
The keyword is tan. In our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, you have to get that into us by text before 8 a.m. There'll be other.
T-A-N-N.
No, T-A-N. Tan. Tan.
Silent H and silent N.
No.
You're going to confuse them.
Yes, and it won't be a good entry if you spell it the way John spells it. It's T-A-N. Other contest hours in 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. with other keywords. $100 cash up for grabs this hour. Again, get it in before 8 a.m. Use the Civic Media app. Text to win, and it's easy to use. Go to the WMDX site. Hit the text button. It's all free. Free to download the app, free to use. Okay?
As I've always said here, Trump is really just terrorizing the rest of the country with the ICE
National
agents.
Guard. Yeah. And the
sweeping people away.
The Marines. Oh, yes. Well, the ICE agents. Yes.
But you brought up a good point right now. The fact that we are not even talking about the ICE agents scooping up people anymore.
Right.
It's Americans against the military.
Yes.
That's what it's all about now.
Yes.
The conversation has completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, really scary. Now, I went to CBS. I was looking for that.
for that cut?
That cut.
From Tony DiCoppo.
Yeah, you can always
Wall
send
Street
it to
Journal.
Me. But yeah. Here's the thing. I ran across this story. This is, you know, not only do we have to worry about ICE and the military moving into your area, but now we have to watch out for the bugs, the insects.
What?
The East Coast is bracing for an invasion of flying spiders.
Oh, no. Okay?
Flying spiders. All right?
When do the locusts arrive?
And now there are dangerous... poisonous ants.
What?
Yes.
Dangerous poisonous ants.
Now, if you want to know more about that, you can just head on over to antmaps.org.
Wait, they have maps?
Yes.
Antmaps.
Antmaps.org. I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
it's the Asian needle ants with a potentially fatal sting, and they're spreading across multiple states of this country. So not only do we have to worry about Trump... but we've got ants and flying spiders.
Are you looking at the map now?
I think I'm just...
the flying spiders scare me more.
I'm going to Canada, where it's cold. These creatures can't survive up there. I'm going up there. The Asian needles? Ants.
Is it in Wisconsin yet? Are these ants in there?
Well, no. They say it's up along the coast, the West Coast. So they're just moving up there. So, you know, it's a little warmer.
Yeah, so you're moving to Canada now. Sault Ste. Marie is only 7 hours away. So.
Well, they're actually advising people to carry EpiPens with them.
Scary.
Yeah. Let you know that there's
you get that?
A problem coming up. That's on CBS News.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ant maps, you can see a map of the dangerous ants.
Antmaps.org. Who knew? Who knew there was an ant maps? Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Should we go to the phones?
Here? Yes, let's go to Dick. Dick, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Dick.
Morning, guys. You sure you're not hawking the next movie on Zynguli on Saturday night?
Maybe. You know, he'd probably love a movie like this.
My God.
T- to this thing that's ongoing thing in L.A., mm-hmm. and now they're saying they're going to move into Chicago because it's all states where you have a Democrat governor.
Yep.
And I can see that easily happening. But do you see the irony in the fact that they're putting an emphasis on guarding the federal buildings? Well, there's nobody there. You fire them all.
That's true.
Right?
Wow.
And I thought you hated these federal employees. So why not just let them do whatever they're going to do there?
That's right.
I don't follow some of the stuff with this guy at all. Well, none of it, actually. But I can see Chicago being next on the list. And then they'll move to New York.
Yeah.
And, in Atlanta. And
that's what's happening. It's just spreading the terror throughout the United States. That's what it's all about.
And then ultimately, I have to just, you know, call off the elections next year.
Oh.
Well, that's
yes.
it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Declare an emergency.
Okay. All right, Dick. Yep. Well, thank you for all
Dick.
Positive reinforcement.
Appreciate that. By the way, we got a text here.
I just saw that. I think
from
John.
Kathy.
That's what I'm pointing to.
Hi, did you get the pie I left by the front door? Kathy.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to go get – should I get that right now?
Yes, yes. Leave.
Go ahead.
Leave.
We'll make sure everything's under control. Go ahead.
Story at least three cuts to it, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Let me mention this portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay?
All right. We're talking about ICE, but who supports this? Who would actually take it on and say, you know what? I support something like this.
Yeah.
Go out on a limb, right?
Let's see.
Robin Voss.
Really?
Speaker Robin Voss.
Really?
Right here at our Capitol said this. Not surprising, but very disappointing to see Governor Evers stand with the violent protesters.
What?
Versus those who simply want law and order. Because you can see that it's all about law and order in L.A. right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Law and order. Yeah, bring in the Marines and the National Guard. So Robin Voss is turning this around and making it about Governor Evers.
And no matter how Trump stokes violence and militarizes the National Guard, trashing state sovereignty, bypassing Governor Newsom's own request not to do it, no matter what, Robin Voss is on the side of ICE and really ripping into the governors. All the Democratic governors signed this letter saying that they are against all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, stay out of our states.
Yeah.
Essentially. Why don't we play a cut? This is, we got a cut here. Trump actually saying this at one time. This is cut 103. Find that. I just added this. I found this. This is making the rounds now. This is Trump way back in 2020. Let's listen.
Okay.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And
in
I have.
Country.
Except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
Yeah. So that's exactly his position at that time. And now, of course, it's a completely different matter because this guy has already inserted himself as a dictator in this country. And again, it's all about him. It's all about his big parade, his birthday parade in D.C. This weekend on Saturday. Actually, the birthday of the Army, 250 years. And yet it's Trump's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, look that's at this. We got
the pie at the door there.
We did get the pie. We did get the pie a little late.
How long has it been out there? Eight hours or
something? No. I think she dropped it by this morning.
It's still cold.
It's nice. Strawberry and rhubarb?
Yep, strawberry and rhubarb. You can put anything in a pie as long as it has strawberries in it.
Okay. That's the law, huh? That's your rule?
Yeah, you can cut anything out of your yard and just put it in a pie. All right. Well, somebody has said, this is all Trump's promises. These are all, he came up with this agenda, and I really disagree with that 100%. But I want you to make a choice here. I've got two cuts. Yep. I'm going to play them, and then you tell me which one you side with.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Russell Vogt right now. This is the Office of Management and Budget. He's the director there, and he's the guy who also wrote Project 2025. This is cut 60. Let's listen to Russell and his he tries to make it seem like Trump came up with all these ideas, but it's so easy to tell that he's lying. Listen.
One of the things that you have become known for is that you were one of the architects of Project 2025. And one of the things that was noteworthy during the campaign was that President Trump really distanced himself. He said he doesn't know anything about it. It's not something that he had any knowledge of. But obviously you did, and you're now there. And I just want to show our viewers just some of what was on your checklist. A lot of them have been checked off from Project 2025. There are others that are kind of in the pipeline, including ending funding for PBS, NPR, and many other things. Is it fair to say that what you are doing now is, in part, enacting this very document that you and your colleagues worked very hard on, Project 2025?
No, of course not. The only people that are delusional about whether the president is the architect, the visionary, the originator of his own agenda that he was very public about throughout the campaign, in which you are seeing him in rapid fashion go through and accomplish, are his adversaries. And I think it's one of the reasons why you had to have the last segment with the leader of the Democrats, who are in such disarray.
We're not.
Because instead of talking about the real issues of the forgotten men and women, they're coming up with these fake news stories.
I'm not suggesting that he's not in charge. I'm just saying that now it's pretty clear that what he wants to do and what you planned are dovetailing.
I think the president was very clear with his agenda, and he is going forward with that agenda, and he has been at the helm and the originator of all of these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Other recommendations from Project 2025, eliminating the Fed, privatizing Fannie and Freddie, banning medication abortion, are those still on the agenda?
What's on the agenda is what the president has put on the agenda.
That's the
most
Heritage,
of which he ran
Heritage
on.
Foundation
and
agenda.
You will continue to see the things that he's interested in doing, and those people like me will be executing that vision.
Oh, my God.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director.
Yes, you're a big liar. That's what you are. Yeah. The Heritage Foundation has been fighting for all of these issues for ages.
For decades.
And Trump isn't a Republican. He doesn't know any of this stuff. So I don't even know why. What a liar. Okay, now, can we get to another
question? We got about a minute left, so probably not.
Okay. I don't think so. I don't think
all
so.
All right.
But any segments go by quick.
Well, they do, especially when you're entertained by Russell Vogt.
Yes.
It's such a positive reinforcement for all of us.
Hey, I want to remind
this
everybody.
This is good pie, man.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we've got strawberry rhubarb pie.
Laura, thank you.
Well, no, Kathy dropped that off.
Kathy
sent us a message,
too. Oh, yeah,
too,
so
though.
Laura sent us the other
she's saying,
as
so
well.
Do I have competition now
as you
being
do.
The WMDX resident baker? I hope you have a wonderful day, Laura. So, yes, Laura, you do have competition now. But thank you to Kathy for dropping off.
It's great stuff, Kathy.
By the way, we're going to be at the Madison Night Market on
Thursday
evening. You can go to the WMDXRadio.com website and vote for your favorite downtown event, the summer event. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Stay with us.
Yep.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Prince Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We do have a leftover from the last story on WMDX.
Sometimes the leftovers are the best part of it.
That's right. We heard Russell vote. Well, I have the other side of that. Okay. And I wanted you to kind of compare, you know, which one do you agree with? Russell vote, saying that this is all Trump's idea.
Or? Yeah, let's hear it.
I think this is Destiny. He's a commentator on YouTube. And he has this to say about Trump. Let's listen.
Tom, I wonder if you can speak to that a little bit. Explain to us more.
That's not it.
Hold up.
Which one is that?
103. I think that was a different one.
98.
98. Let's try
98. Yep.
Okay.
There we go.
Now we got it.
All right.
Show me a single fucking clip in the past 8 years of Donald Trump speaking intelligently about any policy decision, domestic or foreign. You will not find a single one. Not a single clip of the president of the United States speaking like he has any fucking wherewithal whatsoever about policy. Donald Trump, if you put him on stage right now, he wouldn't be able to tell you what a tariff is. He wouldn't be able to explain the responsibilities of the three branches of government. He wouldn't be able to do it. He doesn't know what the attorney general is for. He doesn't know what the Department of Justice. He has no concept of any of these things. But he gets a pass by it because the media won't press him on it because they don't want to seem biased and because his supporters are fucking idiots.
There you go.
Well,
so which one do you agree with? Who's right on that one?
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious.
It is obvious, yes.
You like Stephanie Ruhle, don't you?
Yes. She's on MSNBC. She's been on there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, she was on with Bill Maher, and they were kicking around Doge a little bit here.
Really?
And I thought maybe Cut 85 would help us all relive their moment together.
All right.
So let's check it out.
I feel like the upshot of the whole Doge thing and the Elon era
is going to be, when all the dust clears and all the silly fighting is over, that we did get some closure about government. We sent in a guy who was as mean as he could be about it to look for all the bloat. And I see in the paper today, they're rehiring people. You're unfired. They're sending out the, you're unfired. The money is where it's always been. Not with the post office, not with the people who are just doing their regular jobs. It's the Social Security, it's the Medicare, it's the service on the debt, and it's the Pentagon. It's where it's always been. It hasn't changed. And now that Trump has his big, beautiful bill, we're seeing no one ever has the guts to attack where the money really is. Am I wrong?
So that's why Doge was a colossal wasted opportunity, because the American people would say the government doesn't work for me. We do waste a tremendous amount of money. So there was a chance to go inside the government with actual experts, right? People to look agency. We know we have too much regulation, and actually work on it. But instead, Elon Musk rolls in roughshod. He has tremendous business experience and absolutely no government experience. He said he was going to cut $2 trillion, then it was $1 trillion, then we were down to $150 billion, and he didn't even show the receipts. And you made the point. Now they're rushing to hire people back and firing scores of people that work for the Weather Service or scientists that study black lung in West Virginia. Was pennies. It was a colossal waste of time. And if you actually wanted to take a swing, it is at the big giant things like Medicaid, like Medicare, like Social Security. And the truth is, Elon Musk, and I'm not saying I want to cut those things, Elon Musk would have been happy to cut those things. He's the guy who considers Social Security to be a Ponzi scheme. The problem was, Republicans can't, we can debate that, but Republicans can't get elected if you want to cut those things. And that's where the rubber
is. No one can.
And he had to go.
No one can get elected if you cut them.
There you go. Mm.
That's Stephanie Ruhle.
Stephanie Ruhle, right?
Yes, Stephanie Ruhle.
Her. She is the smartest money gal out there.
Mm-hmm.
She was with Ali Velshi for a long time talking about money.
Yes.
Money issues.
Yeah, they had a good show there. Yes.
They really did.
Catherine
they worked
Lake
well together.
Joining us in the studio. Good morning.
Yeah, I heard
Catherine.
About the pie, so I put the pedal to the metal and I got in here before it was gone. That's gorgeous.
There's some strawberry rhubarb pie from Kathy this morning.
Guys, I'm going to need to have a bite too. I have yet to have a bite. I need to have one.
All right, well, just hang on a couple of minutes here, Tom. show's almost
desperate.
Over.
There's nothing better than the sound of people eating on the radio.
Well,
that's it.
No, you know, that was so strange because it is always something that I always bothered me. On the morning TV talk shows.
What's that?
Or on radio. We did so many of these on the radio where we had guests in with their restaurants and they brought food in and we were sitting there tasting it and listeners were
talk at the same time.
Thinking, well, okay.
Right?
It didn't make any sense to me then and it still doesn't make any sense to me now, but we appreciate the help. And by the way, your neighbors are offering to bring over some crawfish bread.
I know it. Some mud bugs, they call them, from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
For you mooks.
Sounds good.
Mooks. Hey, did you get your beads from them yet?
They did not send over the beads. I haven't seen those yet.
They should just hang them on.
Hey, before we go, I just want to remind you.
Okay.
God. We got to take care of a little business here. Just a couple of minutes to still enter this keyword for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. The keyword is tan. Up for grabs, $100 cash. Of course, every entry gets you into the grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Tan is the keyword for this hour. There'll be other keywords at other hours, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network. You can go to, for complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Catherine wants to throw
something.
Well,
I just know you've lived in the Dells, but you guys have both been to Door County, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, been there,
yes. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
So, absolutely. It is one of the great places to go. And they have the breweries up there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, great food.
Okay.
Fish boils.
Oh, we could go on and on.
I know.
But guess what?
Well,
old clock on the wall.
I gotta eat
something. Limited by the clock on the wall.
And this portion of the show also brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though. Providing direct-to-consumer prices and superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Tomorrow on the show, we will welcome back Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus and also Mike McCabe, because it's Wednesday tomorrow.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's going to do it for us. We hope you have a wonderful day.
I know I will.
Me too. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to face sharp questioning about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's got three congressional hearings. ABC's Matt Gutman in L.A.
The administration recently slamming protesters for concealing their faces with masks. Critics arguing ICE agents have been concealing their identities using face coverings and unmarked vans.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A high school shooting in Austria's second largest city, Graz, leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, says the mayor. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. There's a tentative contract deal with video game companies that may end an almost year-long performers' strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.